This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's the 12 days of holiday on Alice. Right now, call number 97 at 800-400-3697 instantly wins a $250 Westfield San Francisco Center gift card. You can shop at Sephora, newly opened in November, and Tiffany & Co., those special little boxes. And use the convenient Uber pickup drop-off on Mission Street near Bloomingdale's. Got it all going on over there. And you can have $250 if you're calling number 97 that you can spend at the Westfield San Francisco Center in our 12 days of holiday on Alice.
Fantastic.
Are you doing it, Hooman? You get to talk to Hooman, too.
Oh,
be
right.
Calling 97.
I felt it.
Yeah.
The holiday.
Right. It feels super holiday-ish right now. So, speaking of the holidays, you know, you hear the same Christmas songs over and over every year, the carols and, you know, the secular and non-secular. And this story is basically about little stories behind some of the best-known Christmas carols. And it's funny because as I read through this, I just, you know, we've talked about Christmas for years on this show and all of these things are, they're all pretty familiar songs. So All I Want for Christmas Is You is one of my favorite Christmas songs. And, you know, it's featured heavily in Love Actually, which is really where the first time I ever heard of it. But she recorded it, Mariah Carey, I mean, she recorded like in August, you know, middle of the summer, and it became, and she'd written it in 15 minutes. Took her 15 minutes. She, whoever she was, I don't know if it's just Mariah Carey. Is she the only person who's got songwriting credit on that?
Probably not.
But they zipped the thing out, and they, you know, really quickly, and it's just become this incredible song.
You hear that from time to time. Artists will say, this song
fell out of me.
Came right out of me.
Yep.
Like it was sent to me, and I was just
the conduit.
Right.
I was the medium.
I just put it on the paper.
Exactly. She also wrote, I guess Faith Hill has a hit called Where Are You Christmas? And Mariah wrote that. And she was like, I love it. It's my new Christmas song I just wrote. And Tommy Mottola was like, I'm hearing that for Faith Hill. Oh, I've heard this song.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've never heard it.
Oh, really?
I don't
Christmas
know that.
Christmas jam. It's all over the shopping malls as you're walking around.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out Mariah Carey wrote it. What does it say about All I Want for Christmas Is You? Who's the other songwriters on there? Did you want
to
find
that?
Oh,
yeah, I found it. It's up there right there. She wrote.
Oh, some other guy named Walter
Afanasieff.
Afanasieff.
That's why I had you read it.
Afanasieff. Almanac. So this is, let me hear this. So this is a Mariah song, huh?
Oh, Almogam. Amalgam.
Almanac, Amalgam.
It's Afanasieff. I've
met him before. Afanasieff, oh.
Yeah, he's the guy basically behind Kenny G as well.
Kenny G.
That's your homeboy?
Doesn't Kenny G not have any lyrics? He just does.
This guy used to be local. I think his ex-wife listens to the show. She's called
Hello,
once or twice.
Hello, ex-Mrs. Afanasieff.
I think it's Afanasieff.
Well, it's got an E.
I know, but
all right, Afanasieff it is. All right. Anyway, All I Want for Christmas Is You, written in 15 minutes, recorded in August. Brenda
Lee.
It's
very Mariah Carey-ish, isn't it?
It actually is. Even her voice sounds a little Mariah Carey-ish. Back when Mariah sang really great.
So this guy, Walter, he wrote for, as well as Kenny G and Mariah, he wrote for Mark Anthony, Peebo Bryson.
Oh, boy.
Savage Garden.
Oh, Savage Garden.
Savage Garden.
Boy. Santana.
Straight to the soft hit stations,
wow.
Huh?
Yeah. Josh Groban.
Oh.
The great Josh Groban. Kristen Chenoweth. New Kids on the Block.
Oh.
He's a hit machine.
His ex-wife must be
Michael
stoked.
Bolton.
Oh, wow.
I don't know who Puff Johnson is. Anyone know Puff Johnson?
No.
That's Diddy's penis, I guess.
He did Destiny's Child.
That's, oh,
Lionel Richie.
Okay, we get it. He is a hit machine.
Catherine McPhee.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Moving on to the next thing.
All right.
On my list of Christmas songs. Of course, my favorite version of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is by someone other than... This is the whole reason I did this story.
Boy, zero...
Boy, that just never gets old.
Breath control. You can hear me.
Usually
just running low.
We peak with the movie review, but we just peaked for today.
Oh,
well,
wow.
It's a double peak day. Oh, Twin Peaks today. So Brenda Lee recorded Rockin'... So she recorded this in 1958. Guess how old she was when she recorded this? Listen to her voice and see if you can figure it out.
I'll say 40.
17.
Lower.
Oh, 15.
Lower.
13.
13
really?
Years old.
Really?
This is a 13-year-old singing.
Wow.
Crank this up. That's crazy, isn't it? She sounds like it's a total grown-up. She sounds 40.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, that's a good part. I think we should. You should sing this that part right now, just so we have a little
update. I can't
sing
today at all. I'm sorry.
At all.
Oh, I forgive you. At all.
But you can sing it for us.
It's not.
You love to sing.
It's not, that's the problem. I love to sing, so everyone's like, no thanks. But you don't love to sing, so when you sing, it's like, oh my God, he's singing! This is so great! So anyway, Brenda Lee was 13 years old when she recorded that.
Bet you didn't know I had a high register, though, did you?
I didn't, actually. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to. I'm saying, no, I'm not. You guys... This is just a mistake
every
in every
time
way.
He tries to stop rocking around the Christmas tree. That was me running out of breath for you. Go ahead and sing it, Brittany.
Oh, I'm hearing from our friend Alan at Bananas that Walter
Walter
was a huge player here in the Bay Area before he moved.
Walter Afanasyoff.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mr. to you. The song Jingle Bells is over 150 years old. It was published in 1857, and it was intended to be a Thanksgiving song, not a Christmas song.
It's not the best Christmas song.
Yeah, it's a standard, though, but I'm
I know,
with you.
But it's not the best.
It's not. Thurl Ravenscroft. He's the guy who sang the original You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Didn't he just recently die?
I don't know. What's his name again?
His name is Thurl Ravenscroft. He was also the voice of Tony the Tiger for over 50 years.
Oh, that sounds right. Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I know. Isn't that funny? Which is why... That's why I think that we heard about... I feel like I heard that recently because I feel like maybe he died. And that was when that little tidbit came out.
This is the wrong dude.
Irving Berlin wrote the song White Christmas, and I assume Elvis Presley wasn't the first person to record it. That sounds way older than...
Yeah, that's...
Who is this? You know who this is?
Sounds like Bing Crosby.
Oh, you got it, dude.
So anyway, Irving Berlin wrote this, and when he heard Elvis Presley's version of it, he was like, I need to get that banned from the radio. Like, I guess he went on an active campaign... Oh, God, I just think of my dad every time I hear Elvis's voice. My dad would do this impersonation at Elvis.
Yeah. Mm.
Did you love Elvis?
He still does. It's not that I loved him. It's that I loved him because my dad loved him so much. I still love him. I think he's great. Sometimes I'll even watch there's old footage that you can find of Elvis. Young Elvis, like right when he started and before he got all bloated and stuff. And he really is killing it. Like, these are live shows and he's got a whole band right there on the stage with him. And they're excellent.
I never listened to the guy.
Yeah, my dad. I couldn't get away from him. Just the way he says it right there. Like, I picture my dad. He'll walk around the house at Christmas time singing lines from this.
Maybe he'll do it for your mom's birthday today.
Oh, I'm sure mom would love that.
Would she?
Probably not.
Ah.
No.
Be merry.
So anyway, Irving Berlin hated this version. Silver Bells was actually originally called Tinkle Bells.
Tinkle
Bells. Mm. And the writer changed it because his wife was like, you know, tinkle also means peeing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just pointing that out to you. And he was like, all right, fine, I'll change it. Silver Bells. The only Christmas song to ever hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 is the Chipmunk song. Remember this one?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Alvin. I think... that they actually used to play this on Dr. Demento once in a while, too. They had a lot of good Christmas songs on that, like the, you know, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I have the record of this.
Oh, you do? The, yeah. Like the 45?
I don't know if it's a 45. There's a bunch of Chipmunk songs.
Nice, Brinny.
And this guy's local, right? That did this.
Oh, we did
song.
Hear that. Mm-hmm. Right. He was a staple on Dr. Demento. Mm-hmm. Do you hear what I hear? That's, you know, that
said
the
one,
said the mighty king. This is a good song. Actually, you know who does a great version is Carrie Underwood.
So does Whitney Houston.
Well, what? It's a beautiful song. Anyway, Do You Hear What I Hear? It was written as a call for peace during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962.
Is that right?
And it just, I guess, became a Christmas song.
Huh?
The voice as big as the sea. Oh, key change. Oh, this is Carrie. Pray for peace, people everywhere.
Let's jump to the hot part.
Will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. Oh, that's so pretty.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
She's so good.
Hey, Who Man?
Oh, yes,
who man?
Sir.
Have you seen the movie The Star yet?
Oh, I heard you talking about it. I don't know if I saw the whole thing. I did see bits and pieces of it.
Wait,
here and there.
What?
The Star.
I don't remember you talking about this.
The Star is the movie of Jesus being born with Mary and Joseph.
Oh,
and
oh.
But it's a cartoon. It's got Tracy Morgan voicing.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
some
you
of
were
it.
Just talking about this.
It's good. It's surprisingly funny and good. And my kid.
Is it on Netflix or something?
Loves it. I don't know what she's watching it on, but she's watched it. I want to say every night for like a week.
I think this is a Patricia Heaton film.
Oh, from Everybody Loves Raymond?
As in she's the producer?
No, she's just a just big Christian. And
oh.
She
I didn't know that.
I like her.
Oh. I like her less now.
Sarah just lied.
Why am I so awful?
You're an awful, terrible person.
Man. Right before Hooman's movie review? You
got to
say that.
And Christmas season. Come on. Yeah, pitchforks and torches.
Get her.
Get her. Awful person. God, I hate that girl. Eartha Kitt. You know that song, Santa Baby?
Yeah.
I love that song. Mm-hmm. A ring. Mean on the phones, Santa Baby. So Eartha Kitt had it was a big hit for her, mm-hmm. Santa Baby. The following year, she was like, let's do that one again. And they called it This Year's Santa Baby.
Oh.
It was the same song with micro differences in the lyrics, and it flopped big time.
Can you blame her?
Yeah, I can't really. You know, you hit, have a lightning strike, and you want it again. It just doesn't even sound as good.
Oh.
And then finally, the Roman Catholic Church condemned the song I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus in 1952. They're like, that's promoting adultery. What is this? Hanson doing it?
Oh, that's close, but...
Jackson 5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it
Jackson 5?
I've never heard this version. Let me hear this. So they condemned the song and were like, no one to play that. And we're molesting children. They did back off, though, after 13-year-old singer Jimmy Boyd said, Santa's the kid's dad. If you listen closely to the song, you can kind of figure that out, everybody.
Funny. Oh, I never knew that.
Oh, really? You thought she was just making out
I
with
never
Santa?
Really thought anything of it.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I sort of let Christmas songs just wash over me.
Oh.
I don't sort of
well, that's
dig
nice.
Into them and try and
figure out
break
the meaning.
Them apart. Yeah,
yeah
I'm not
with
trying
you.
To. They just sort of.
I had no idea.
It's a mood. I let it roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we try not to be offended by every little.
Oh, all I right. try to be offended by everything. God, I offend myself. I look in the mirror. I'm like, you're offensive. Miley Cyrus is in the news. So, you know, her house just burned down.
Yeah.
Which is bad enough, right? It's
yes.
terrible. Turns out she's a major theft from her storage unit. So she went there, I guess, because she's like, okay, everything I have left is in storage units now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she had a unit in the San Fernando Valley, and she had a bunch of really valuable guitars there.
Oh.
And looks like it's over $10,000 worth of theft. Unclear how the thieves got into the unit, but they're saying that they don't even know when this happened.
It's got to be more than 10,000,
yeah,
too,
no,
because that's probably one guitar.
Yeah.
And it's probably, there's probably limits on how much you can claim in your insurance for something that, you know, you're claiming was in your unit. She initially thought someone in the family had borrowed them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess it was just this week that she's checking around like, hey, where are those guitars that I had at my unit? And everyone's like, what are you talking about? We don't have those. So now she knows they're stolen. They're thinking that this, and I guess the unit was not cleared out or anything. They just went in, found the most valuable things in there, took those and locked it back up.
Hmm.
So I don't know if someone saw her moving them in, but they think it happened around October.
Oh, man.
Oh, bummed.
I know.
I wonder if there's any footage or that stuff records over itself.
I know. Isn't there only a couple weeks worth of, or if there's even that much, you have to, you know, from all my police procedural things I watch, I get that, you know, you've only got a certain amount of time to get
right
to that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Is this her singing, Jolene?
Yep, it is.
Jolene. All right, that's going to do it for the 8 o'clock trash. Vincent, what is coming up?
Passwords, the top 10 gifts the kids are after this year, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget to share your toys. Tonight is Alice in Winterland. Tonight at the Masonic. The Marines are going to be there. We have stuff, brand new stuff from NVIDIA and Eden Bicycles, on top of all the stuff that we got from Specialized and from Deluxe and from Bananas at Large and from all of you. We're actually hoping that you'll bring us a new unwrapped toy. And I think they were saying specifically 3 to 5 year olds. Mm-hmm. They were looking for stuff in that
and
age.
And 6 to 7 as well.
Oh, okay.
That's what the Marines said.
Bring any, bring what you need, what you got. And if you don't got, bring your checkbook and write them a check. Because that's just a nice way to do a little something for somebody else over the holiday season. Tonight is the night. We're all very excited about the big show tonight at the Masonic.
Oh, Alice, is that tonight?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah. We're doing a pre-party too, Vinny. You got to get there a little bit early.
Boy, talk about good sneaking up on me.
Yeah.
Whew. All right.
Well, I'm glad I mentioned it.
Yeah, me too. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pier 39.
All right.
Visit Pier 39 until January 1st to experience their all-new tree lighting show nightly at the top of each hour from 5 to 10 p.m.
All right.
All right, man.
Good thing you held on to that, huh?
Yes. Here's what's happening. U.S. Marine Corps refueling plane and fighter jet carrying a total of 7 U.S. Marines collided and crashed into the Pacific Ocean off Japan's southwestern coast early this morning.
Oh, that's awful.
Rescuers found 2 of the crew members involved, officials said, but one died later after being pulled from the water. Search and rescue operation, it looks like, is continuing for the 5 others. They say the crash happened, the 2 a.m. crash involved an F-A-18 fighter jet and a KC-130 refueling. None of that means anything to us, most of us anyway.
There are people who know.
KC-130 refueling aircraft during a regular refueling training.
Ugh, that's a bummer.
So we'll get more on this as they had send it to us, but that's the latest, and that's real. Not like our nonsense stories. Here's another real one. Former basketball star Yao Ming and Houston Texans defensive end J.J. Watt among a handful of sports figures attending the Houston funeral for President George H.W. Bush. That's right. There's another funeral.
Yeah.
So they did the Washington, D.C. funeral, and there's another one today in Texas.
And this is where they're actually going to inter him.
I believe you are correct there. But lots of, I have other names. Nolan Ryan, Jeff Bagwell, these are baseball stars, and more, all turning out for the former president. Do you share your passwords with your significant other?
Yeah, if he asks. He basically knows what all my passwords are.
According to a new survey, just under half of people say they share their passwords.
Do you?
Many of the things that I didn't for the longest time.
Yeah.
You know, we had to go to counseling and there were some
boundary issues.
Yeah. As in, I had them all up. All the boundaries were up. Everyone. barbed wire, everything. Like fully
brick snipers, right? Sniper towers,
yes. Dragons.
Yep, all the stuff.
Oh, dragons too. That's extreme.
So I loosened up, and that's, you know, so we share accounts now, and there are absolutely shared passwords, and I have, you know, yes, we share passwords.
What about you and Anita? You've been together a long time.
No.
Get together. Oh, you have totally separate accounts.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yuzi, also, you still have separate accounts, yeah? Don't you? You have John one
and I,
joint account?
We have one joint account.
And you pay all the bills out of. You have to contribute to that. And then does
he
know?
No, the only thing that gets with that account, the joint account, is the mortgage.
Oh.
Other than that, I pay all the other bills.
And what is the password situation? Could he get into your accounts if he needed to?
Yeah, he can get into my bank accounts, but like email and stuff.
He doesn't need to know.
No, I mean, yeah. I got nothing to hide. Nope. He knows my phone password, too.
So, right.
So.
What about you, Hooman? Does your mom know all your passwords?
She doesn't. I probably should give it to her.
You should. If anything, God forbid, should happen to either one of you, you guys should need to. You're each other's person. You need to be able to access her stuff.
Right.
And she needs to be able to access yours.
How about Vaughn?
Yeah, what about you, Vaughn? Oh, no, he just has that girlfriend. Yeah, no, no, no.
No one has it.
My computer has all
my
passwords.
Yeah, that girlfriend, Vaughn?
So if she goes on and just clicks it, it'll...
Oh, they're not together anymore?
He goes.
Oh, no.
She's a cutie. Oh,
but they were roommates, too, right?
Yeah, they're still roommates.
Oh, dear.
Well. Mm-hmm. So you're saying if Anita was just to log onto your computer, she'd have access to everything.
Yeah, pretty much. You know how it's an auto-fill-in password? So there's all that.
I suppose even you could say no. I'm like, why would I say no? This is my computer.
Yeah, but there's the front door key. She probably doesn't have the password, too, right?
No, that computer's just sitting.
It just...
mm-hmm.
Anyone can get in.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have said that. I'm going to turn it off and put a security key on it.
You should put a security thing on
it. The thing is, I go on and off so often that I just let it sleep.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, whatever.
I got one of those Macs where they got the fingerprint
in,
which is pretty great. But that Mac is also, it's the one with that sort of glass bar along the top where the it's actually a screen. And
oh, yeah,
you can change.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat, except up there at the top, I hit Siri way by accident, way too much. Ugh. Do you want to talk to Siri? Every time I'm like, no, man.
No, I don't.
How do I stop you from being in that? They put you in the wrong spot.
Can you customize that?
I don't know. I never have.
Yeah,
tried.
I have no need for Siri. I know a lot of people do use her, but I'm like, she never understands me.
Right.
Just please stop talking to me, lady.
It is that time of year where the kids are...
Oh, you can get
her
off.
You can turn it off if you want.
Well, no, you can turn it off, but what I'm saying is if you hit the button, it will pop up a screen that says, you can start using Siri. Would you like to turn her on? And every time I'm like, no, man, and I didn't mean to even hit the button.
Right.
I don't want to ever. I want to turn you off permanently.
I want you out of my life.
For good.
Breaking up with you. We're not a good fit.
I'm just trying to type. I'm quick. Going for it. Wham! Shoot! I got her again.
Don't you feel like when you're like typing away and kind of going for it, you realize you're like, oh man, I've been in the backspace for a while.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
I feel
ruling.
So efficient. And then you start to get like kind of a little bit tense about it. Like, oh no.
It's like my seventh grade typing days, man. My typing class days. I got this.
Right up until you don't got it.
Right.
Oh!
Anyway, the kids are asking for stuff this year.
Oh,
and the
what
top
do they want?
Request is computer games.
Oh.
No surprise there. Yeah. Legos came in second. Legos are the thing for youngsters of a certain age.
Yeah, Legos are great.
I don't
expensive
know if it's,
as hell.
If it's unisex or just boys, but I do know that people are into them.
Do your kids not have any interest in the Legos?
Not really.
Yeah. I don't remember really caring that much about them.
I didn't do them at all.
My brother did them, and my kids absolutely, you know, and they would go like the whole step. Because now they come in these kits. You don't just get a pack of Legos.
Right.
You can do anything you want with. Now it's like build this Star Wars thing or whatever.
Did you ever go to Legoland?
Yes. No, not to Legoland. I've been to the Lego store at the Disney marketplace or whatever that is there.
In
but
Southern
no,
Cal,
Legoland
they have
is
a Legoland.
Supposed to be amazing, actually.
Really?
If you like, if that's what I've heard. I know people who've gone.
Legos coming too. Clothes, especially for older kids, middle school, high school. It's third on the list for Christmas gifts.
Oh.
The ask. Books.
That's
great news.
It is great news.
I love to hear that. A new phone, video game consoles, board games, iPads and tablets, a new laptop, DVDs and digital movies. Those are the top things kids are asking for this year.
Wow. So much of that is just technology. And
if I ask you, what is the top iPhone app of the year? Now, this is a game.
Oh, it's a game?
Right.
Oh, it's like...
Oh, it's not a game that... that's not what the app is. This is an actual game.
No. This is, no, right.
It's a game.
This is
a
top iPhone app
of the year is...
Instagram. All right, you guess now, Hooman.
No, he doesn't get... The game's over. You just lost. It's YouTube.
I was going to say YouTube.
Well, thank goodness I ended the game before you could get... I don't want
to... He doesn't need to owe anybody $5
Enough already with the $5.
So you take $5 off his tally now?
No.
YouTube.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
What? YouTube's number one. Instagram's number two. Snapchat is number three.
Oh, Vinny. Snapchat's number three. Why can't they monetize that?
I don't know why they can't.
It's ridiculous.
They're busy making sunglasses that no one wants. Facebook Messenger, Facebook, Bitmoji, Netflix, Google Maps, Gmail, and Spotify round out your top 10 apps for iPhone.
What would you say are your top three apps you use on your iPhone? Yeah, take a look at your phone.
Instagram is number one. I look at the watch exercise app a lot.
Isn't it right there when you swipe down? It tells you what you're using the most.
Oh, tell me. How to do that?
Like this, go on your homepage.
Yeah.
Swipe down like that. And then you'll
see. It's going to my notifications. Maybe if I swipe to the side.
And I think that shows you the ones you've used last, not the ones you've used most.
Yeah.
Really? I thought.
No, I thought it was the one you used most because I was using a bunch of apps a lot.
Oh, really?
I was trying to get it out of there.
All right.
Mine are probably Amazon. I use my bank one all the time and Instagram.
Well, now does your message app count?
It doesn't pop up, which I use that a lot. So
yeah,
right.
I use my message app a lot. I would say probably next on the list is I check the surf.
Oh.
I have surf cameras.
I heard it's going to be dangerous today, Vinny.
My board's in my car.
Oh. But it's supposed to be dangerous today.
I'm going today.
But it's supposed to be dangerous today.
I'm getting out of here and going today in between going home, showering,
hotline,
shaving, and going to party with you tonight.
Yeah, baby. All right.
We'll meet you there.
Woo. He got you dancing to Drake.
Could only be one thing.
And singing along.
Yeah. You just got
I like that one because he dances so funny in it.
Mm. All right.
And because the hotline's ringing.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Tinder just released some end of the year statistics, and they found that in 2018, the most popular time for getting on Tinder and looking for somebody is 9 p.m. on Mondays.
Oh.
I had a bad weekend. I'm going to hook up tonight.
I get that. Sometimes at night, it's earlier for me, but there are times at night where the missus is doing a thing with like putting the kid down, and there's nothing on TV, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I guess I'll just go to bed. I am bored stiff. Like, what am I going to do? Nothing.
I've done that before.
I can't start anything.
6:30 and I'm like, well, I'm all ready for bed. Everything's all set and nothing's going on here. So I think I'm just going to go and get an extra hour.
Mother, you know what? Get out of here.
Not on the weekend, though. I'm like, I'm bored.
That's not the weekend.
Better do something.
The most popular months for Tinder were January and August.
Oh.
Most popular time on average is 6 p.m.
I've eaten dinner and now I'm ready for some love.
The food that people mention most in their bios are pizza, tacos, and sushi.
Oh.
This is on Tinder.
I had sushi last night. God, it was so good.
Do you secretly have a Tinder
I do not secretly have
profile?
A Tinder. No. Do you secretly have a Tinder profile?
I don't. I was just curious.
Does anybody here have a Tinder profile? Tell the truth for once.
Who, man? Come on.
Who, man?
I don't.
But your phone does.
People would write in if I had any of that stuff. Like, they'd be like, oh my God, Hooman's on Bumble. Hooman's on this.
What about Vaughn?
Vaughn said no.
Oh. No.
Why would Vaughn have one?
I don't know why Vaughn would have one.
Man, I'd get on there.
You would?
Oh my God, why wouldn't you?
Because you're a public figure.
Soda has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Hashtag me too. Anything you do, be careful.
Rudy, are you on Tinder or Bumble or any of that?
Yeah, I gotta get rid of that.
Yeah, because of your girlfriend that we all met and love.
Wait, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah. Girlfriend?
Oh, he's off the market.
Wait a minute. What did I walk into?
She's great. Get off Tinder. You've got somebody. She's great. She's funny.
What's so great about her? What's so great about her?
When did you see her?
At Hooman's birthday. I hung out with her all night. Even my husband, the next day, he's like, you know who I like? Rudy's girlfriend. I'm like, I don't even know if that's really his girlfriend, but that girl's great.
Well, this girl that we're talking about right now is phenomenal. She is phenomenal. But you got to, I mean, sometimes you just stay on Tinder. It's like just keeping your resume updated. You know, you just have to, you might have a job already, but you just got to keep it going.
He's probably keeping her on her toes, right?
We all got to stay on our toes, right,
she's
man?
She's going to ditch you, and you're going to be sorry.
She's not. She's going to be like, I need to just.
Well, after this conversation on the radio, she probably will. Yeah. She's listening right
Wait,
now.
Wait, so are you smart? Guys...
Thanks a lot, Bryn.
Did you spend the night You're there welcome. Last night?
No, I didn't.
Did she spend the night at your house last night?
No, she didn't.
Are your mom still?
No, I don't.
Oh, what about the weekend?
I kind of wish I did, considering my situation, but no, I don't.
Did you sleep with her over the weekend?
This past weekend?
Yeah,
we did spend one night together.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
It was phenomenal.
We still like her a lot?
She bought me a crock pot.
She's great.
So, I mean, just that'll let you know,
like
she
held her own with all of us. She was funny. She was a total contributor.
Let's see a picture of this girl.
She's pretty.
Did you kiss her?
No.
You didn't kiss her?
No.
Is it okay if Sarah makes out with your girlfriend?
I'm not looking to make out with anybody.
Oh, my God.
As long as I can keep my Tinder, she can make out with us. That's not a problem.
It's Sarah, though.
You got a picture of this girl?
I do.
All right, let's see
her. I'm happy to show it to you guys.
All right.
Well, hold on. I have some questions. Do you guys say I love you to each other?
No, it hasn't reached that. Well, you know, we're still bonding. Like, I just met her a couple of months ago, but, you know, we're still bonding. We're still trying to, you know, feel each other out. But it's good so far.
She's a good one.
Is she able to keep up with you? And are you able to keep up with her?
No, here's the good thing. Here's the thing that I've been looking for that I didn't realize I was going to stumble across when I met this girl is that she's nothing like me. Nothing. And that's kind of cool because I'm kind of sick of myself. You know what I mean?
Like,
I spend a lot of time running. Exactly, I know. I spend a lot of time Hooman, the one and only. I'm always talking. I'm always, you know, doing things that I like to do, which do involve talking. You know, but the thing is that this girl, she's smart. She's just like a lot more reserved. She's more of an observer.
Have you done it without a condom?
Wow,
that's deep. That's deep.
That's too much, Vinny.
You know, here's the thing, man. I mean,
It's a yes or no question. I gotta think of something.
Yes or no? Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
Oh,
but it doesn't mean
who answers that.
But it doesn't. It doesn't mean that we're not being responsible. We're still being responsible.
Are you? What are you doing? Pull out. What are you doing?
Well, you know.
Okay. Come on, Hooman.
Right. It's not just about the pull-out method, Hooman.
Oh,
all right?
Dear.
It's called the withdrawal method. Let's not pull things
right.
out.
Oh, right. My pull-out. My pull-out game is strong. It's very strong. Okay.
Yeah, seems like it.
Have you met her parents?
My pull-out game is so strong. I got overdraft fees. That's how strong my pull-out game is.
Hold on. Okay. Have you met her parents?
I have.
And?
And we hit it off.
Oh.
And everything was nice. We even all went to a concert together, believe it or not.
Which one?
This guy named Pepe Aguilar. This is a Mexican singer. And it was phenomenal. It was a great time. You might have seen me on my Instagram looking suited and booted.
Does she speak fluent Spanish?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't speak fluent Spanish. But I'm teaching her, though. I'm teaching her. She's teaching me.
I thought you didn't speak fluent Spanish.
He does.
Oh, I'm very
amazing.
Fluent in Spanish.
You
hablo mucho
español.
Yeah. Mucho español.
He didn't have to read the subtitles for Roma.
At all.
I
had to translate for these guys most of the time.
At all.
I could listen to a Spanish movie with my eyes closed. I got it.
Oh. All right. You're still talking. Where's the picture of your baby mama?
I'm bringing her. She's not my baby mama.
She's going to be if you keep doing her without a condom.
All right. I'm coming in there. I'm coming in there right now.
Just get the picture out. Am I allowed to say her name? Can you ask him if
you can say her name. Can she say her name?
No, don't say her name.
Don't say your name, Sarah.
I held back.
Like, what's it rhyme with?
I'm not going to say that.
Round you, say baby,
oh, she's
I love
gorgeous.
You.
Is that her?
That's her.
Say my name,
she's great, Vinny. She's really funny.
All right.
And super kind of snarky. Let me see.
What's so great
Black
about
and
her?
White. What's with that?
She's very artistic. Like
You know what? That doesn't do her justice. She's great.
She's even better.
We were all kind of blown away by her.
We really like you together.
You know
we're big fans.
You know who loves Rudy, though, is my brother.
Thanks for the
They were. I have so many funny pictures of the two of them together just laughing and hugging.
I'm surprised because your brother's so negative about everything that I'm surprised he would like it. Like, all he's ever got to say is negative stuff.
Well, it's, you only hear him talking about movies.
Right.
Did Rudy like your brother as well? Did you like Sarah's
brother? I think he did.
Oh, me and John, we got along phenomenally.
I know. I was just saying that was the thing. thing.
Me and John have a lot of blurry pictures when we're smiling, but it's really blurry, and that's how you know we were having a good time because we weren't posing or anything.
Tickling each other.
We were tickling. We became little tickle monsters. We got into tickle monster mode. It was a lot of rum going around that night. So I mean, I'm sure I would have tickled. I would have tickled many people. But me and John, we really hit
they
it
were
off.
In a corner together tickling. So
we were laughing and having the time of our life.
I know that was a great party.
It was a good ass time. Yeah. It was a good ass time.
We're out of time. We'll read some texts on the other side of these and then the movies reviews, everyone.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.